All right, it is my pleasure now to announce April Rebert. Some of you may know her as April Mayhem. She's originally from Michigan, and she currently works for the state of Alaska at the Public Health Center, and she serves, this says part-time, but it's a lot of time, on the board of directors for the Juno Roller Girls. Yeah. She's the president. Her interest in Juno was born when she met a Southeast Alaskan in Guatemala, where she was serving as a Peace Corps volunteer in 2008. Her career track is undetermined, but her hobbies include roller derby, cooking, raising plants, especially orchids. She's really good with orchids. Exploring Latino culture, playing outdoors, dancing, appreciating music, and this is very true, raw cauliflower. Ladies and gentlemen, April Mayhem.
Thank you. That's my secret, raw cauliflower. I guess I'll go home. No, I'm just kidding. Okay, seriously though, my secret is I murdered someone. Just kidding. I'm really nice. Like, I would never, ever murder anyone. No, if you murdered someone and that offended you, I really encourage you to talk about it with somebody you trust. If you murdered someone who, like, deserved it, then maybe it's okay. I don't know. But I didn't murder anybody. I'm actually really great at keeping secrets because my memory fails me often. Yeah, I was like, oh man, me too. And so it's great. I actually have a motto for myself, which is your secret's safe with me because, wait, what was your secret again? And my memory also fails me in positive ways and other ways because, like, for example, last year, around this time, it's fiddlehead season. So me and my fellow, who I call the Russian, but not the Russian whose signature move is biting your forehead. he doesn't file his teeth or anything. we were out foraging for fiddleheads, and we noticed that there were also the Devil's Club shoots coming out. And we had heard that you could harvest and eat those as well, but we didn't know how. So we collected a few of them, and I was munching on them a year ago. I was munching on them. Is it okay? Yeah. Somebody gasps. Okay, good. Like, I'm going to be able to have kids, right? If I want them. No, I don't want them right now, but anyway. So I was munching on it, and I was like, man, this would be really good with some gin. And actually, now that I think about it, this is a little bonus secret for you guys. So I came up with this concoction that's called the Devil's Tonic. The Russian and I call it the Devil's Tonic. And it's Devil's Club shoots mashed up with sugar, mixed with gin and sparkling water and ice. And it's very refreshing, very good. So 2 weeks ago, we were out for a walk, and I was like, hey, look, Devil's Club shoots, let's make some Devil's Tonic. It's that time of year. And we were making the cocktails, and we were sipping on them, and he's like, man, I'm glad that you came up with this cocktail. It's really great. It was a great idea of yours. And I was like, what? I came up with this cocktail? Like, me? Really? Wow, I should make cocktails. Like, I had totally forgotten that it was my idea. And, you know, God bless the Russian. Like, he could have been like, actually, no way, it was me, but he didn't. And so that's how my memory fails me in a good way, too, sometimes. But I actually would like to share with you guys this secret knowledge I have of ferns, because I studied ferns in college, and it's really useless. And I don't know why I remember it, and sometimes I feel really bad, like, especially when I was in the Peace Corps, and I was like, a lot of money went into this research, and I know it's important in, like, the grand scheme of agriculture, but sometimes it's just tough. So I'm going to explain to you guys my secret knowledge, because if you don't know me, you would be surprised that I know this, because I'm wearing a roller derby shirt, maybe, and I'm just being kind of silly. But if you do know me, you may be like, wow, really? She knows that much about ferns? Like, I had no idea. And I do. And I remember it. Just like, for some reason, I remember all the lyrics to Scrubs by TLC. Useless! But I remember it. So I'm going to teach you guys, and then I'm going to teach you an analogy so you can understand it if you're not a biologist and appreciate it, because ferns are really cool. But orchids are cooler. So Okay, so the big frondy part of the spurn and, whoops. No, I'm going to incorporate that too, but the frondy part of the fern is called the sporophyte. It's the part of the plant that produces the spores, and also the part that we're most familiar with that creates the fiddle heads, and it's like really beautiful and big. And it contains a full set of chromosomes, so it's like the mother plant, if you want to think about it that way. It creates spores through mitosis. So the spores, which are the little things that cause allergies in some people and they grow everywhere, they're created through mitosis. They contain the same amount of chromosomes as the sporophyte. So if you think about it, it's just like a growth of the plant. It's not anything special. Well, it is special, but those fall off and they land somewhere, and then they mitose or grow into a gametophyte. And this is the other part of the life cycle that's really important. And it's also vegetative, so it's green. But most of us don't know what it looks like because it's so tiny. Some of them require a microscope for you to see it. And a lot of them are heart-shaped, which is really cool. But those are also contain the full set of chromosomes. And the spores produce male gametophytes and female gametophytes. So the male gametophytes make sperm, and the female gametophytes make eggs. Through meiosis. Oh, crap. Okay, through meiosis. So the egg and the sperm contain half the amount of chromosomes as the parent plant. That was the 2-minute one, right? Okay, good. So, I mean, they're just ferns. Like, I'm almost done. And the analogy is really great. So they create egg and sperm. The sperm fertilizes the egg, and it creates a sporophyte, completing the life cycle. And if that meant nothing to you, here's the analogy. So we're humans, right? Pretend I'm a human being, but I'm going to be asexual. Just pretend, okay? I know that. I'm asexual, which might be even harder for some of you to imagine, but especially you. But I'm a human. I'm asexual for the purpose of the analogy. And all of a sudden, when my body decides it's time to reproduce, I grow little balls of skin underneath my fingernails. And eventually, they just kind of fall off. And some of them roll down the street into the gutter. Some of them end up on the sidewalk, run over by a car. Some of them end up in a park where the environment's just right, and they grow into a raccoon. Okay, so this is how ferns kind of are. It's kind of crazy. Grows into a raccoon, and there's male raccoons and female raccoons that make egg and sperm. When they mate, they form a human being. And that's my analogy of the fern life cycle. And that is my big secret to the world that I know way too much about. And that's just the surface. And just one little bonus secret. I am also published in the Botanical Journal of the Linnaean Society. Yeah. Wait, my terrible memory. Like, okay, ready for this? The title of the article is Morphological Functions of Gibberellins in Leptosporangiate Ferns, : an insight into the evolution of gender expression and form. That's my secret. So if you have a secret to share with me, bring it, because I probably won't remember it unless it has something to do with ferns or alcohol. Okay.